Welcome back to Embodying the Venus Cycle, a monthly podcast created with the intention to help you connect with the cycle of Venus in the sky above and within your body. My name is Michelle. Thanks for joining me. About a week ago, we had Venus joined with Mars in the morning sky, and they are still visible together, as I understand, although I haven't seen them over the last week. Where I'm located, the horizon is not very low. So depending on where you are, just before sunrise, you may be able to still see them together. On March the 8th, we have the crescent moon meeting Venus in the morning sky. And this is at the root chakra gate. Here's where we are looking at our basic survival needs, our feelings of security and safety in the world. And with an imbalance here, there may be feelings of lack, fear, not feeling safe. There can be anger, depression, and possibly a lack of boundaries that help to keep you feeling safe and secure in the world. With a balanced root chakra, you feel grounded, you feel confident, you feel safe and provided for. All of your needs are met. You feel connected to your family and your roots, and you have some healthy boundaries established. Saturn rules the root chakra, and it is what grounds us in this earthly experience. It provides us with the boundaries that keep us safe and the lessons that help us to strengthen and to grow over time. Saturn is in the sign of Pisces right now, which represents truth, oneness, our connection with Source. And we also have the sun and the asteroid goddess Hygieia in Pisces. Hygieia is the goddess that is connected with healing and medicine. And we have Chiron conjunct the North Node, which is the node of destiny. And Chiron is also about healing. So there's a lot of energy to support releasing ancestral wounds that have been carried throughout generations that have been part of the foundation, perhaps some kind of inner instability that one's feeling. Chiron and the North Node are both in Aries. Aries is ruled by Mars, and Mars is where we take risks, where we have the courage to say yes or to say no to something, rather than trying to maintain the peace and harmony by doing what others want us to do. We step into our own personal authority and do what we know is right for ourselves. I see this as a really powerful time to initiate change in our lives. We have the rulers of the lunar nodes, Mars and Venus, have started this new two-year cycle together. And it's in the sign of Aquarius. Aquarius shows us the bigger picture. It shows us through the polarity of Leo how each one of us has their own unique contribution to society. When we allow our unique spirit to shine, we benefit others as much as we benefit ourselves. But how can we feel safe in doing that? What beliefs or thought patterns are preventing you from feeling secure? This chakra gate invites you to let go of unhealthy attachments that you may have that are preventing you from really accessing fully your life force energy. This is the last gate that we will be able to see Venus in the morning sky. We do have one more gate that we will pass through in a month's time before Venus officially enters the underworld. We will not be able to see her in the morning for the rest of this cycle after that. She will reappear as an evening star around the middle of July. Thanks for joining me. I will be back around April the 7th when we are entering the Earth Chakra Gate, the last gate before Venus enters the underworld. Blessings to you all.